Thursday, Parsha Shoftim, Shir Biz.
Okay, my friends, we didn't get very far yesterday. Yesterday was Shir Biz after Shir Klali, which was Shir Aleph. Or this is Shir Aleph after Shir Klali, which wasn't a Shir Klali, Shir Psicha. So it doesn't count. It was only Shir Psicha. Akopanim, yesterday Shir Biz. We didn't get very far because we were busy over here with this Rashi. Rashi says something interesting over here. Shluchei Mitzvah Kigoyin, says Rashi. Now the Bar Tanura takes out Lil Maitaira. He only mentions the other two. We can understand why, possibly, because yesterday we hacked around a lot about is Lil Maitaira. Do you have the tour of Isaac B'mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah when you're learning Torah? The answer seems to be when you're learning Torah, you're not Pater. So why over here would you be Pater? Why would over here be any different? So we said one gears is Lilameid Torah. It's a different gears. So maybe Lilameid Torah is different than Lilameid Torah. Lilameid, maybe there is a Pater of Isaac B'mitzvah, Pater B'mitzvah, another gear. So we said, is another answer we said, Rabbi Yashav brought down Gadol, Shimushai, Yaiser Milimudai. Maybe Lilameid Torah doesn't mean to learn. It means more to learn from some Talmud Chacham. And that's really what he's doing. It doesn't say that necessarily. We got another kashim from Gemara later on, Akoponim. And the third one we said was that maybe someone hasn't learned yet. If you learned already today, learning more, so then you're not always going to miss Batam because you learned already. But if you didn't learn yet, then maybe that. These are three ukimtas, or three ways of saying maybe in a chanami. If you're just classic going to learn Torah, then you wouldn't be Pater. Maybe he's going Lelameid, he's going Leshamesh, maybe he's going because he didn't learn yet, maybe only those. But there are other answers which say, no, maybe every, which is the Pashup Shan Rashi, every Hoylech Lel my Torah is Pater from Sukkah. Why is that? So we said a pshat yesterday, because what's the reason why when a person's learning there's no Isaac Mitzvah Pater Menah Mitzvah? Because every word that you're learning is another mitzvah. So are you ever in the middle of a mitzvah? Not really, because every second is another mitzvah. However, when you're hoylech to learn Torah, then what? Then you're in the middle of a mitzvah. That's why you're going to be pater. That was one pshat. Another pshat, it's a hechsher mitzvah. And we said Hachshemitz is enough. We're assuming Hachshemitz is enough. We're not going to go with that other pshat from Sukkos Chaim. And it's one big Hachshemitzvah. It seems.
Can we say that the Lil Maitaira is a kavod to Hashem?
But that's not the mitzvah. We're not talking about a mitzvah of kavod to Hashem. We're talking about a mitzvah of Torah. It seems like Hayoch do any mitzvah is going to be kavod to Hashem. Al Kol Panim. Another answer we gave is as follows, and this is an interesting answer. It's also another answer we gave out last night. Photocopies is. When do we say Isaac b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah? When that's going to allow you to do like lots of mitzvahs. But let's say we would say Isaac b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah and Torah. What would you end up doing all day, every day, without fail, without stopping? Learn, of course. You'd be busy learning all day, every day, all the time. You wouldn't daven, you wouldn't put on tefillin, you wouldn't go to the bathroom, you wouldn't do anything because you're learning Torah. Isaac b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah. Going to the bathroom is a lav, so that's a different story. But you wouldn't give tzedakah, you'll do nothing. You'll end up doing no mitzvahs. So Torah is the type of mitzvah which you cannot say Isaac mitzvah pater mitzvah on. Why? Because if you would say that, what would end up happening to the rest of your mitzvahs? You would never do any. So therefore, when it comes to Torah, we suspend the normal rule of Isaac mitzvah pater mitzvah. But that's just because Torah is something that we do all day. What about going to learn Torah? Do you walk to learn Torah all day? No. So maybe over there we'll allow the rule to come back. You know, it's not that Torah doesn't have it. It's just being that Lima Torah is 24/7. Therefore, we can't say Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. But if there would be something in Torah that's not 24/7, then we wouldn't say Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. For example, going to learn Torah. So these two Tzuritzim are both saying that yeah, except for him. There's someone who he would go and come back and learn for one day, so he's basically going the whole time. Both of these answers are saying that Hoylech Lilma Torah is different than learning Torah. Maybe that's different. Okay. Al Kapanim, the next case of Rashi says, Lihikabel Pnei Rabbi, which means that a mitzvah of seeing his Rebbe, there's a mitzvah of seeing his Rebbe, which is a mitzvah on the regel, which is a mitzvah that a person's going to do on Sukkot. So this one is a very relevant or common mitzvah you're going to have that can conflict with your Sukkah. In Maseches Sukkah, we're talking about Shluchei Mitzvah. What's a classic example? Someone's going to Mekal Pnei Rabbi, you do it. So something that people do on the regel. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Chai Vadim Lekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. We're going to see why. We're going to talk about why. But that's what it says. A person has to do. So if a person's going on Sukkot to go see his Rebbe, right? And then he's traveling. He's parted from Mitzvah Sukkah. Now this is not Rashi's innovation. It's a Gemara on Daf Yud Amid Beis. If you look at Daf Yud Amid Beis for a moment, Gemara Daf Yud Amid Beis says the following. It's kedai to see it inside. Yud Amid Beis, it's around 12 lines down from the top. Itmar. This Rashi seems to have a makar for. Itmar. Noi sukkah hameflogim imenu arba. You have noi sukkah, you have decorations that are hanging down more than four tvachim from the schach. Rav Nachman Amik Sherev, Achizda Rabba Baravuna Ami Psula. That's something you should know, my friends, that if you're in a sukkah and they have these big decorations, it's possible you should not sit under the decorations. Speak to Abarino about all the practical halachas, but here it is. Noi sukkah, that's muflogim imenu arba. It's going to, according to the way it seems we paskin, it's puzzle. Now what happened? Rav Chizda, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, these same people, Ikul Abay Reish Galusa, they were coming to the house of the Reish Galusa. Why were they coming to the Reish Galusa on Sukkot? What? To visit the Kabbal Pnei Rabba. They came to visit him on Sukkot. Igninu Rav Nachman B'Sukkot. So Rav Nachman saw them, they're guests, and said, Rav Nachman said, why don't you come into my Sukkah? Shenoyeh Muflogim Imenu Arba Tvachim. His sukkah, Rav Nachman said, was kosher. So in Rav Nachman's sukkah, there was schach hanging out. There was more than four. They held its puzzle. They came and sat in his sukkah. And what did they do in the sukkah, I'm assuming? They ate.
Wait, not Reish Galusa's sukkah.
And they didn't get there yet. I guess it was busy in the house. They haven't gotten to Reish Galusa yet. Ishtiku. Didn't say anything. V'lo'amu le'davar. Amr Lahu, Rav Nachman said, Hadru Bahu Rabbanim Ishmaitayu, were you chayzer from what you said? You're sitting here eating in my sukkah? I mean, he invited them, but you're sitting eating in my sukkah, you chayzer? Amr Lahu, no, Anan Shluchei Mitzvah, Anan. We're Shluchei Mitzvah, and therefore we are Pater from a sukkah. If we wouldn't be Shluchei Mitzvah, would we sit in your sukkah? Absolutely not, because we all the sukkah is not kosher. But because we're anyway putter, why are we putter? Shluchei mitzvah. Therefore, you see that shluchei mitzvah part of the sukkah. This is the chayr makor for Rashi. This is a case of their mekabel. They went on the derech lekabel pnei rabbi, and they're putter. Says Tosfos. Yeah. Shluchei mitzvah anan ukigoin shehoyu misbatlin min ha-mitzvahs im hoyu machzirin achar sukkah acheras. Says Tosfos, what has to be kigoin shehoyu misbatlin min ha-mitzvahs, they would have become butl from the mitzvahs if they look after another sukkah. In other words, Tosfos is saying, what, anytime I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, I don't have to do another mitzvah? Only if, by turning on the second mitzvah, what am I going to do to the first? Be mavatel. So Tosfos says, what we're talking about, if they would go look for another sukkah, what's going to happen? Going to be mavatel min ha-mitzvahs. That's why, Shluchei mitzvah, which is maybe part of, yeah, whatever this shluchei mitzvah thing is, yeah, which is a form, it's kind of like oisig mitzvah patur mitzvah, yeah, shluchei mitzvah patur mitzvah, right? The Gemara says it's also oisig mitzvah. You have to see what that is exactly, but yeah, okay. Comes along the Acharonim, the mitzvah eisen esakasha. Says mitzvah eisen, hold on a second. It's in the back of the Gemara. He says, likabel pnei rabbi is a mitzvah derabanan. That's a mitzvah derabanan. So why are you saying that you're oisek b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah? Which mitzvah are we patering you from?
Sukkah.
Sukkah is a mitzvah. D'araisa. Which mitzvah is he engaged in? Which one is he engaged in? D'rabbanan. So if you ask the Torah, is he doing a mitzvah bechlal? Is he doing a mitzvah bechlal? No. So how could you say oisek mitzvah pater mitzvah? Here's a mitzvah d'araisa over here. He has a full-fledged, full-blown mitzvah. How could you allow a derabbanan to patter you from a d'araisa? Vekta mitzvah. That's his kasha. Zuck the Yavitz. You didn't read Tosfos carefully. Read Tosfos more carefully, my friends. Shluchay mitzvah, kigoin. Shoyim misbatlin min. Can you read that word, that Tosfos carefully? Mitzvois. What is mitzvois?
Plural.
What? So, what does mitzvois mean? A few mitzvahs, sounds like. A few mitzvahs. Is he saying you're going to be mavato from the mitzvah of lekabel pnei rabbi? Maybe not just that, but other mitzvahs. And those other mitzvahs, says the Yavitz, are perhaps mitzvahs? D'araisa. What would be an example of one of those mitzvahs? Well, I have to see what that is exactly. Maybe it's learning Torah. Maybe it's learning Torah. I'll show you where. I have a Pesach Rashi over here. Let's see, what does Rashi say? Andaf Chof Vav Amid Aleph, I think. Let me see if I could find it. There's another case of the Kabo Pnei Rabbi. Anyone saw it? Yeah. Oh. Shluchei Mitzvah. Now, look at Chof Vav Amid Aleph. It's around the fifth Rashi on the page. Rashi says, Shluchei Mitzvah Anan, Shebonu Lishmoya Hadrosha Ulihikabel Pnei Resh Galusa. What do they go to do? Two things. Lishmoya Hadrosha Ulihikabel Pnei Rabbi. Mevatam Ena Mitzvahs. Because one of those is Dira. In a Chanami, it's not because of the Kabel Pnei Rabbi. Rashi and Daf Yudam and Aleph only says the Kabel Pnei Rabbi.
No, I'm saying, I thought you still have to, because if you didn't, then you would lose. If we're saying
this is a makor for Rashi. Then it would be no makor for the din of the Kabbal Pnei. Very good.
Is that the first course that made a case for Rashi?
Yeah. Yes, he did both. And Achanami.
Why isn't it Pnei Rabbi then here in the
Drasha? No, he's doing two things. Doing two mitzvahs at the same time. It sounds like two mitzvahs simultaneously. One is the mitzvah of the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi, one is the Shmaya Drasha. So Rashi wants to make him a question. So this is only the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi, and now the Shmaya Drasha. But then they have the question. It's a Dirabbanan. So how does Dirabbanan help? Back to our Kasha. So the Achronim say numerous different terutzim. One terutz the Achronim says is that really it's a D'oraisa. Why is it a D'oraisa?
Every
Dirabanan is really a D'oraisa. Why is every Dirabanan a D'oraisa? The Torah says you have to listen to the Chachamim. Now this is a very big hack, and hopefully we're going to try to speak about it somewhat tonight by Mishmah, because it's a pasuk in this week's parasha. What does the pasuk say? It says, Lo Sosor, that you cannot deviate from whatever the Chachamim tell you, Yamin Usmoil. Can't deviate. So if the Chachamim tell you Lekabel Pnei Rabbi, so do you have to listen to them?
Yeah.
Is that Derabbanan or D'oraisa?
That's a lav.
It's a lav. So this is a major machlokes Rambam and Ramban. This is not so simple. The Rambam says every time you're over a Derabbanan, you're over D'oraisa. The Ramban has a great kasha. What's the halacha of a Safek D'oraisa? The halacha of Safek Derabbanan? Frekter on bad, but if every Drabbanan is really a D'oraisa, so every Drabbanan should be a Suffolk, Lechumra, because they're really D'oraisa. So how could there be a D'oraisa? Drabbanan,
it's a Zalbazach. It's only a D'oraisa if it's a Drabbanan. Meaning if you're asking
that this is not
a mitzvah derabanan, so then it doesn't turn into a mitzvah derabanan.
Hold on a second, but the din is. So, where'd you make up Suffolk derabanan lakula from? Where'd you get that from?
Meaning if there's no derabanan, then it doesn't turn into a deraisa, right?
But it's a suffix if there's a derabanan.
So if you say suffix derabanan, cool, it never falls onto.
Hold on a second. Do you have a suffix if you're over a derabanan?
You have a suffix.
So do you have a suffix if you're over a deraisa?
Yes.
So a suffix deraisa the chumrah.
Only a suffix though, because of derabanan.
Do you have a suffix if you're over a derabanan?
Yes.
So then you have a suffix, you have a deraisa. Suffix deraisa is a chumrah. Do you have a suffix, you have a derabanan?
Yes.
Do you have a suffix, you have a deraisa? You have to say better. You're saying almost good. But okay, anyways, that's for tonight. We're going to get into that tonight. Okay. But that's Rabban's kasha. My Sharon, it's Rabban's kasha. Okay? It's a serious kasha. So it's not so clear that you're over loy sasser. Rabban says the only time there's loy sasser, he doesn't agree with that. So the only time there's loy sasser is if the chachamim extrapolate from the Torah, which means you have a drasha. It's really a deraisa. Right? But I'm not so sure I agree with this drasha of the chachamim. Then there's loy sasser. Right, for example, a classic example of that, someone who's called a Zokain Mamre. Someone who says, I disagree with the rabbis. He's a Zokain, he's even a chush of a person. Right? You can't do that. He's overloy sasser, and his punishment is even more severe. But the point is, that's when it says, Rabbi, there's no loy sasser on any Durabbanan. The Chacham just decide and say, okay, we want you to do this mitzvah, no loy sasser. It's only the Durabbanan. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Chanan and says, Amar Dikavart. Says Rabbi Chanan, there's oisik b'mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah, shulcha mitzvah, whatever you want to call it, even my derabanan. And I'll explain it to you. Why is it when someone's involved in a mitzvah that he's patur from a mitzvah? We didn't see the Gemara yet. There's a lot of scattered things here, but I assume that you probably saw the Gemara already. The Gemara brings a pasuk by Kriyashma. The pasuk says, when you chayev Kriyashma, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, uvelechtecha baderech. B'shivtecha b'veisecha, prat lo oisik b'mitzvah. Any person who's oisik b'mitzvah is going to be pater. In fact, more my mashma. What do you see in the pasuk? B'shivtecha means b'sheves didcha. You're sitting. B'lechtecha is b'leches didach. You're going. Prat is to exclude. If it's not you're going, it's Hashem's going. Says Rabbi Chanan. He says, anytime it's not your thing, then you're pater. Anytime it's not a reshus, you're not doing it because you decided you want to do it. I don't care who's obligating you. If it's the chachamim who are obligating you, or the Torah is obligating you. The fact is, it's not sheves didach. It's not leches didach. I'm not going because I chose to go. It's because something I want to do. It's something I'm obligated to do. If I'm obligated, whether it's the chum that obligated me, or it's the Torah that obligated me, I'm obligated. I'm doing it because it's not melechet. It's not a leches reshus. It's not derech reshus. If it's not a reshus, then I'm going to have the clown. Oisik b'mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. L'fi this Rabbi Chanan will understand a little differently the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah starts and says, shluchei mitzvah patur mina sukkah. We said a question, what do you mean? This is not oisik b'mitzvah, this is just... Right, how do we categorize shluchei mitzvah? Hechsher mitzvah. So it's the hechsher mitzvah. Do you say oisik mitzvah is a hechsher mitzvah? So we remember we had the sukkas chaim and said, no, over here it's really called the mitzvah itself because these three things are special and different. We didn't like that. Does Gemara seem to be not like that? It doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah Mechlal Koponim. So who said hechsher mitzvah? You say oisik mitzvah is a mitzvah. Fir b'chon, it's very good. Because when I'm doing a hechsher mitzvah, am I doing my thing? Why am I going right now? Is it my thing? I'm going because the Torah told me to do it. Okay, the Torah told me I have to learn. And in order to learn, but the fact is, this is the Torah's, what I'm doing now is because I, in order to get there, this is what I need to do. So that's called, it's not leches didach. It's not my going, this is the Torah's going. That's all included in the leches didach. Therefore, you're going to be a Torah. You got it? What? Only when it comes to this, because the makar, what we're saying over here is, says Rabbi Chanan, you can't lose sight of the makar. The makar here is the following thing. You're only obligated if you're in the middle of doing your own thing. If you're not in the middle of your own thing, you're not obligated. So what's called not my own thing? Chacham is called not my own thing. Torah is called not my own, the Arise is called not my own thing. Anything that I feel obligated to do, I don't do because I want to do it. It's not my time. What? No, it's not. The Chacham told me to do it. So I'm. It's not my time. It's not my going. Therefore, I'm going to be patur. It's going to be oisik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah.
But maybe you should listen to that obligation more than the obligation you have right now. Meaning, in a chrami, it's not you trying to do it, but. Meaning, there's a deraisa now over a deraisa.
Yeah, but you're patur on the deraisa. You're not chayv on the deraisa. You're patur. You're only chayav in the Diyaraisa if right now you're sitting there doing your own thing. If you're in the middle of doing something that's not your own thing, you're not chayav. I'm not chayav. I'm not chayav on the Diyaraisa right now. Potter min ha-mitzvah. So I'm chayav on the Dirabanan, whatever that Dirabanan level chiyuv is, and I'm potter on the Diyaraisa. Which one should I do? The Dirabanan. Depends which one you started with, which one you did first. Whichever one you did first, that's when you're chayav.
What's an example of just about something you just had to do? What would be an example then?
I'm going for a walk because I'm in the mood. I'm going for business, pleasure. I'm just doing my thing.
Does it make a difference that the whole idea of Isaac Mitzvah Batam that itself is the Rabbana? That the Rabbana came up with that themselves?
The Rabbana didn't come up with that themselves. He extrapolated it, but it's a din d'oraisa. So that would depend on, you know, but it's a din d'oraisa, Isaac Mitzvah Batam Mitzvah. It's not a din d'rabbana. He's the one who revealed it to us. That Gemara says Turin Makaris, or from the din of the pasuk by Anachu Tumeim Lefesh Adam. The Gemara says it's Turin Psukim, but it's a din d'oraisa. The question, you're right, the Chachamim revealed it to us, but it's a din d'oraisa.
Where do we draw the line over here? But what's considered, let's say Hashem told me to do something, and then what you're saying that, also the Rabbanan, because it's still not, you're not going there for you. Let's say your wife asks you to go to the supermarket, you're not going for you. You're doing that because it's one of your responsibilities. But it's also just like you're one of your responsibilities, like to listen to Rabbanan or to listen to Hashem. So where do we...
It's a very good question. It seems that anything that we consider to be...
We have an obligation to your rights, though. Right. We're only saying that you're putter on...
So we really have to work it out tonight, Mishmar. I have another question for you. I have another question for you, Chesky. Do I have to listen to the Chacham?
Yeah.
Why?
Right. No, just because you just have to do it. It's one of those tasks.
What does that mean? What did Hashem say? Where? The Sussets only according to the Rambam, not the Ramban. According to the Ramban, why do I have to listen to the Chacham? There's no other Susser.
You don't have to. You're going to get punished if you don't.
What? Only on a Dirabanan where they're being Megala on a Diyaraisa. No, if they say that this is the Din Diyaraisa, then there's Lo Sasser. But on a regular Dirabanan, there's no Lo Sasser. If that's true, so then why do I have to listen to the Chachamim?
But what about when you decide to go do a mitzvah, and that's Rosh Hashanah? Now, what do you want to do Rosh Hashanah? No, so let's say you have to go learn. Okay, it's just you're on your way to go learn. So yeah, the Torah told you to.
Excuse me.
The Torah told you to, but it's like you decide to go now. Like there's no zman. Like to keep it on aim. You're deciding to go to keep it on aim now.
No, you're always mechuyev to learn Torah. That's not. And
so let's say keep it on aim.
If they told you to do it, you have to do it right away. You're mechuyev to do it.
So you're going to visit.
If you could do it later, that might depend. It might depend.
If it's later, so that's kind of, that's not...
No, I didn't mean that. Yeah. Okay, my friends. Up until now, what we've been saying is that maybe it's true that the din of... Lekavel Pnei Rav is a din d'rabanan, but even though it's a din d'rabanan, still we're going to say Isaac Mitzvah Batam Mitzvah, either because like Sasur, or because even a din d'rabanan is Isaac Mitzvah Batam Mitzvah. But some of the Achrayim say Lekavel Pnei Rav is a din d'yaraisa. How is it a din d'yaraisa? Different pshatim. The Bikuri Yankiv says it's included in the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Lerabos Talmidei Chachamim. In other words, how do we fear Hashem? We can't see Hashem. We fear Hashem by having a relationship with Talmidei Chachamim, and they will put the fear of the Lord in your hearts. That's their job. Lerabois Talmidei Chachamim. That's one pshat Bikur Yankov. Some of the Achroinim say, the Orech Laner seems to say, it's as kavod rabbi, respect for your Rebbe, which we spoke about yesterday, Sukkos Chaim. It's kavod for your Rebbe to come visit him. Nafkamina between the two of them would be Can your Rebbe be Meichel? It's called your Rebbe. I like to come on Yom Tov. Yeah, Meichel, you don't have to come. Thanks very much. It's very nice. Don't come. So, no, I really want to come. Ich bin Meichel. If it's aus Kavod, so Rav Shemachal HaKvod HaKvod HaMachal. If it's aus Yirah Shamayim, so it's not the Rav, it's not the Baal HaBas to be Meichel. I need a dose of Yirah Shamayim. I got to go see my Rebbe because that helps me with my Yirah Shamayim. It can't be Meichel me. I got to go. So it's going to be an Afkamina.
Seems to think it's
mitzvahs derabbanan,
we're just following
up that. No, we're saying that. Maybe it's deraisa. Maybe it's deraisa. The Malbim also says it's deraisa and says it's a different thing, similar to one of the other ones. The Malbim says that just like in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there's an aliyah, a mitzvah aliyah leregel, is every person has to go three times a year up to the Har HaBayis. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, so how you makayim your mitzvah of aliyah leregel? You're mekayim by going to visit your Rebbe.
Wasn't there a
Vice according to this, it wouldn't be Amakla Vos Beram before that.
It's an extension,
it's an extension of the Deraisa. It's like a secondary way to be mekayim the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. He learns that from a pasuk. And he says that's in Chayesh from a pasuk. It's a form of Aliyah L'Regel. If he's also, the Rebbe can't be Meichel. The Rebbe can't, I have to do my Aliyah L'Regel. So that's the way we're going to do Aliyah L'Regel b'zman hazeh. Even though there's a minig, my friends, there's a minig that to go do Aliyah L'Regel even b'zman hazeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. But perhaps even better than doing the minig of Aliyah L'Regel is the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi. Just call before you come.
Does this turn into a kasha on Tosfos now that it says mitzvahs or not?
So I don't know if this, well, first of all, Tosfos might mean both of those mitzvahs of Lilma Torah and the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi, and maybe mitzvahs is Labdafka, Tosfos Rosh just as mitzvah. Tosfos says mitzvah somewhere else. I allow you to try to work on like where he says mitzvahs, where he doesn't say mitzvahs, but I'm not sure if Tosfos means mitzvahs dafka. I'm not positive. Akoponim, we see over here that there's a lot of hak also about the din of why is it oisik mitzvah? Is the kabbal pnei rabbi? Is it a deraisa? Is derabanan? Maybe it's deraisa. Maybe it's derabanan. And still there's a din oisik mitzvah. Why? Because maybe even on derabanans, maybe every derabanan is really deraisa. Lots of things to discuss. What's very interesting, and this is going to we're just taking a little teeny step into the big sugya. We're avoiding the big sugya, right? What I was makabel from my Rebbe, he never told me this, but Meir Stern always like danced around the sugya, and then he like dove in at the end. So we're dancing around the sugya, and then we're going to dive in. So now we're just going to touch the sugya, is the Me'iri. The Me'iri on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Me'iri there says something fascinating. Two fascinating things. The first thing the Miri says is as follows. He asks an interesting question, a quiz, trivia. He says, what should you do if, let's say, you have a difference of a standard than someone else? Now you're going to go to their house and they're going to supply for you their standard. Now your standard is higher. Should you just swallow it, literally? Or should you tell him, listen, I just want you to know, I have a hakbada. I know you're different, but it's my hakbada, your hakbada. Should you do that? What are the two sides of the story? Two sides of the question. One side is perhaps you could say, look, this is my standards. I want to keep to my standards. The other side is you can start looking like a frummy, and you're going to start like, so there's a concept called merci qui yura. You're going to start like a person shouldn't like make waves about, this is what they're giving you, eat it. What should you do? So it's interesting. I did hear directly from Meir Stern. My Rebbe, one of the mashkiach in Pesach Yeshiva, his name was Ramotcha Schwab. Ramotcha Schwab was very careful about what he ate, and he kimat never ate in anyone's house. Talking about before, if you want to really eat kosher, make it yourself. So he was very careful about everything he ate, and he was like, Mamish was the... But Rebbe Stern told me, if he ever ate in anyone's house, he just ate. He just ate. In other words, he's not going to start like making people, you know, feel uncomfortable. He tried avoiding eating on people's houses. The famous story about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he didn't eat gebrakst because he was in someone's house and he realized he didn't want to eat the kashrus, so he told him, I don't eat gebrakst. From that day on, I never ate gebrakst. Because he said, I'm not eating gebrakst, so he didn't want to, he's not, you know, a kitzer. But the Miri says, Zokta Miri, you should tell him, on shuldigs, I don't eat this. On shuldigs, I don't eat this. And he brings a raya from our sugya. What's going on in our sugya? What do they say? You know why we were willing to eat in your sukkah? Only for one reason. Why? Because shluchei mitzvah and shluchei mitzvah are potter. But if we would not be shluchei mitzvah, would we eat in your sukkah? No. What do you mean? You think it's kosher. He says it's kosher. Why can't you eat in the sukkah? Just swallow it. We're not going to swallow it. If we hold that it's not kosher, we're not eating a sukkah.
I'm sure everyone would agree that if a guy on sukkah is sitting outside on a bench eating food, he offers you food, you shouldn't just eat it.
So let's chat on Ramat Cheshwab, just to explain. Ramat Cheshwab wasn't saying the food's not kosher. Even in his sheet, this thing's not food. He wants to be like a lot of machmir, so he's going to be machmir. But when it's a situation where he has to eat, that's not the same thing as our case. The Miri's case is where I hold this sukkah is not kosher. The sukkah is no good. It's a puzzle. If you ask me, puzzle sukkah. Because he asked me, you hold it's a kosher sukkah. I hold it's a puzzle sukkah. I will not sacrifice my principles of kosher and not kosher for you. Maybe machmir is a different story. You have to know where is that the threshold of what that is. But so that's what the Miri says. Then the Miri says something fascinating. Says the Miri, I'm going to see it inside. I think it's important for us to see it inside. I gave out the Miri, the second paragraph. V'lomadnu mimenu gam kein shekol sheluchei mitzvah afal pi shebimokoim shemis akvim lechol moitzim sukkah lechol ba. I learned from the sugya that also any shluchei mitzvah, even though wherever they find themselves, moitzim sukkah, they find the sukkah lechol bo. Ein tzrichim letroyach bikach shahare. They don't have to be toireyach shahare elu vaday b'mokom shel reish gelusa. That place where the reish gelusa was, where they came to visit, sukkah acheres hayu moitzim. There was, they could have found another sukkah. They weren't toirech to say, you know, maybe you could get me another sukkah. And not only if by doing that they would have missed out from other mitzvahs or me'achareisim or other mitzvahs, it's no sweat off their back, it will not delay them at all. It's a sukkah. There's another sukkah right next door. The Meiri is saying a bomb chiddush, major, massive chiddush. They're sitting in the sukkah of Rabbi Nachman. Do they think the sukkah is good?
No.
They ate there anyway. Why? What? Isaac mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. They could have gotten up, walked a few feet. There's another sukkah right there, and they didn't. Why not? I'll tell you why. You hold your horses, young man. Why not? Because Isaac be mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah. Are they going to miss anything from the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi? Is the meal going to take any longer? Are they going to miss out on the shear? No. No. Is that clear in the Miri? Is that clear in the Miri? Toisvis Mefurish argues on the Miri. We saw the Toisvis. Toisvis says, right here, on Daf Yud Amid Beis, Shluchei Mitzvah Anan says, Toisvis Ukegoin, Shohayim Misbatlim Mina Mitzvahis, Imhoyim Achzirin Achar Sukkah Acheres. Says Toisvis, the only reason why they're called Isaac B'mitzvah is because if they look for another Sukkah, what's going to happen? They're going to be vatal from the mitzvahs. The Miri says, black on white. This is like a Mefurish Machloikas. It's not true. Why are they going to be vatal from the mitzvahs? There's another sukkah right next door. There's probably tons of sukkahs around. There's the Reish Galusa. There's probably everyone around here is going to be Haimish and have sukkahs. Go to that sukkah. Why don't they do that? Says the Miri, I'll tell you why. They don't have to. They don't have to. Because they're Isaac be mitzvah. Vatal mina mitzvah. It comes out, we are now touching on the beginning of the major sugya that in this in the beginning of this Mishnah. When do you say oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? What does Tosva say? Only if by focusing on the second mitzvah, what are you going to do? Mevatel the first one. And what does the Meiri say? I'm oisik b'mitzvah, I'm patur. And that's where Tosva comes and says, okay, Tosva is by us. This is going to be the big discussion. This is the big sugi here. This is okay. So a person's wearing tzitzis. Is he oisik b'mitzvah? Yeah. Okay, so you shouldn't have to do any mitzvahs. You wear tefillin all day. There's another thing that says you have a mezuzah on your door. Oh, I got a mezuzah on my door. I'm putter forever because I have a mezuzah on my door on all mitzvahs. I'm oisik b'mitzvah. I'm mekayim b'mitzvah. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? But that's not stopping you from doing other mitzvahs. You're right, you're oisik b'mitzvah, but not stopping you from doing other mitzvahs. So Tosfos, how is the Meiri going to deal with this question? How is the Meiri going to deal with this question? Maybe. We'll have to see how we answer it, Lil Matar. And what's Rashi's Shita? What does Rashi hold about this? Rashi said on the Mishnah, we saw, Shluchim Mitzvah Ptur Nesika Afilu B'Shas Chani Yosan. Shas Chani Yosan means even when he's relaxing. Tosfos explodes. He says, what do you mean Afilu Shas Chani Yosan? But you're not Oisik B'Mitzvah right now. Tosfos has to come up with a teretz. Maybe it is called Oisik B'Mitzvah, even though I have to see if Rashi really agrees to Tosfos' teretz. Maybe Rashi's like the Miri. Could be. That we'll see. The Chashuke Chemed here brings up another Shaila. An interesting Shaila. It says the following thing. What happens if a person is going lekabel pnei raboy? And on the way he sees an aveda. Does he have to pick up the aveda? Person is hoylech lekabel pnei raboy, and he sees an aveda. Does he have to pick up the aveda? Or would you say, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? So we said, somehow, the kal p'nei rabbi seems to, for sure, even though it's a drabbanon, is it a drabbanon, it's not a drabbanon, somehow, we've got over there, oisik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, it seems to be a gemara, so somehow, but maybe over here it's different, because it's an aveda. Why would aveda be different? Because oisik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah is only the mitzvah asay. We have a mitzvah loisas. Lusucha l'salim means the Torah do not look away. You're not allowed to ignore the. So, what? That's your mitzvah on you. No one else can do your mitzvah. If you see it first, you got to do it yourself.
Huh?
It's some sort of mitzvah. Either Darabana or Diraisa. We see that in Rashi. We see that in the Gemara in Daf Yud. The Kabbal Pnei Rabbi somehow is Oisik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. That's over here, it's Loisus. But then he says another Svara, perhaps. It's which you don't have here. We're going to have to go through this. We'll see. I don't know.
You said the same thing we said before about does it matter who's commanding you? Like, you can also say no matter what the command is.
No, because over here, if a person is Oisik Mitzvah, is that any treif?
No.
Yeah, now they trade. Right?
Can't be Oisik B'Mitzvah to start killing people.
It can't be Oisik B'Mitzvah to start killing people, right?
No, but
so any time that there's a lois assay, so then you don't say Oisik B'Mitzvah to it's only on an assay to an assay. Over here, there's a lois assay. Oh, so that's what he discusses. Maybe Shabbat Asse is different. Maybe it's a lois assay in the form of Shabbat Asse. It's a machloikis. I want to get into one more thing because we're going to have to stop soon as follows. Stechemed does bring as far as follows. Maybe you only see Oisik Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah if the mitzvahs are both in the same category. What does that mean? There are some mitzvahs which are called Ben Adam L'Makoy, and some mitzvahs which are called Ben Adam L'Chaveroy. A person is going L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi. Is that Ben Adam L'Makoy or Ben Adam L'Chaveroy? Depends what you think the mitzvah is. But what would you say? Let's do it. That's the Shemakecha Tira.
Depends on how you learn why you're giving
what?
The covenant and the curse.
Even covet is not so clear.
Covet
might be. Kibbut of aim, it's all machlokes if it's been on the makon or on the chaveroi. Okay? Let's say it's been on the makon. What's the mitzvah of Hashem Aveda? Do you say Isaac mitzvah part of the mitzvah from ben on the makon, on the chaveroi? What? It's still not lechas dida. He's saying, who cares? It's still not lechas dida. Yanachanami. So I was thinking that perhaps this is only derech epsher. Maybe that's why Rashi brings for us three cases. What are the three cases? One case is going to learn Torah. One case is going to the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi. And one case is pigeon shvuah. As we said last night in the Shmuz, there's three different types of mitzvahs. Ben Adam L'Mokim, Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, and Ben Adam L'Atzmai. The Maral says learning Torah is a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Atzmai. Like the Gemara that Rabbi Stark quotes many times, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka, I'm a different person. I'm not a Joe, I'm Rabbi Yosef. It's a different person. Lima Torah builds a person. That's Ben Adam L'Atzmai. Then you have the mitzvah of Likabo Pnei Rabbi, Ben Adam L'Mokim. Pigeon Shvuyim, Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. So maybe Rashi wants to give you an example of all three. It doesn't make a difference which one you're Isaac in. Isaac Ben Mitzvah is Pater Min HaMitzvah. Perhaps that's why Rashi does this. To get back into the Shaila of the Lav, there's another case where you have a Lav. The Gemara's example of Isaac Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah is Pruta de Rabbi Yosef, which is as follows. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef is, let's say, I pick up an Aveda. I'm doing a Shavas Aveda. Now someone comes and asks me for tztaka. Do I have to give him tztaka?
No,
they're both sitting here.
Are you ready?
Oh, so it might depend. If I'm busy doing the Aveda, for sure I'm Pater. Isaac B'mitzvah, Pater Ben HaMitzvah. If I just happen to have the Aveda in my house, that might be a machloikes. Miri and Tosfos. Miri says, you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you're Pater. They says you have to be Isaac. You have to be afraid that you're going to miss out on another mitzvah. Maybe you're not Hold on a second. Mitzvah tztaka. There's a lav not to give tztaka. Don't close your hand. So it's for tztaka. Not only is it a mitzvah assay, it's also a lav. How do you say Isaac mitzvah? Part of the mitzvah. There's a lav. Rabbi Isai, we will continue with this and more, Beis Hashem, hopefully on Sunday. I'd like to leave with a vort on the parasha. There's a chumash here. This week's parasha is Parashas Shoftim. Pasuk states, Shoftim v'shoytrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha, which means that a person, Shoftim v'shoytrim, he has to have, Shoftim is someone who judges, Shoytrim is he has to have someone who's going to police. We have to have a judicial system in court in place. This is actually also one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that they have to have dinim. There has to be, it can't be lawlessness. But the Svarim are Medayik, the Lashon of Shoftim v'Shoytrim. Titein Lecha. Shoftim v'Shoytrim Titein Lecha. What does it mean, Lecha? Every person has to have his own shoftim and his own shoytrim. V'chol sha'arecha, which means your mouth is a shar, it's a gate. There are things that come in and go out of your mouth. You have to be very careful about what you say. You have to have a shoyfet and a shoyter to be careful. You have your lips, keep your mouth shut. Your nose, there are things a person's supposed to smell and not supposed to smell. A person's not allowed to smell certain things. So you're supposed to close your nose. You have your ears. To close your ears, that's why Hashem gave us this, the lobe. Your eyelids, every person is capable of shutting things out. And a person has to make a decision. Yeah, he has to be his own shoiter to know, I have to enforce myself to make sure that what I'm doing is the right thing. And every person has to be his own shofet and his own shoiter. And that's true when it comes to things that are going in and out of your body. And it's also true when it comes to, in general, a person's behavior. So we spoke yesterday a little bit about every person committing to being here every day. I'm just wondering how many people here feel, by a raise of hands, that they can actually enforce on themselves that they would not miss even one time coming together to the Chabura, and that how many people, by a raise of hands, who here thinks that they can enforce that they won't even miss one time?
Very ambitious.
I
had
to pull
raise
from last
time. You what?
I
had
to raise from last
time. If you can't raise your hand, then you can't come back. You can't come back. If you can't raise your hand, you can't come back. That's what it. If you're ready to say that I can do this, so then you're welcome back. If not, so then this is not the place for you. And you're going to have to be the enforcer for yourself. So I guess we're going to have to ask this question again on Sunday, or we'll see. Maybe there'll be less people here Sunday. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
No, I didn't know. Like, I thought it was outside. I'm